is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Some things in life are just automatic. Like State Farm Agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUE News Time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. We're pleased to be joined by Terry Summey of the Emporia Sertoma Club here today.
Terry, good morning.
Hey, Terry.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Well, how excited are you to have the Biscuits and Gravy fundraising breakfast coming up here on Saturday, albeit under a different format than you've done it in the past?
We're pretty excited. We've been working really hard on this, and it's similar to the format that we did last year. And I want to get the biggest question we've been asked so far out there. So right now, because the senior center is temporarily closed for 2 weeks because they had staff that had to quarantine, people have been asking if we're still having it. And yes, we are having it because we're not doing it inside. We're going to be doing the drive-through like we did last year. And so nobody will be in the building. The building's been sanitized for us to use to cook. But other than that, everybody else will just be able to drive through and pick up breakfast.
So it is game on for the Sertoma Club. The Mini Train Gang will be spearheading the annual Biscuits and Gravy Scholarship Fundraiser. That's this Saturday, October 2nd, 7 until 11, Emporia Senior Center parking lot, and that's located at 603 East 12th. And tell you what, Terry, every year you put on a great feed for a very small price, $5, and you get a lot of stuff.
You do. We give biscuits with some gravy on it. We usually have scrambled eggs, a Fanestel sausage patty, and milk or orange juice. So plenty of food for $5.
You can't beat it,
Terry.
All goes for a great cause because this is a scholarship fundraiser. And where are these scholarships?
So every year, the Sertoma Club, one of the things that we have decided to do to help youth and, well, to help our community is we provide somewhere between $9,000 and $11,000 in scholarships. Some of those go to Emporia State University just in the general scholarship fund. Some of those are earmarked specifically for the School of Nursing, for our nursing students, which kind of fits into the health aspect of the Sertoma Club. And then we also provide some to the Flint Hills Technical College. So we kind of do about a third of each. So somewhere between $3,000 to $4,000 for each of the schools.
Outstanding. Well, how many Sertoma Club members are going to be on hand here for this? And how does your workflow change here with the adjustment here to the drive-through format?
So one of the things that we've had to do is obviously buy a lot of the to-go containers.
Sure.
We get the nurses to help us out. And so what we will be doing is, like I said, they've cleaned the kitchen. So we'll be cooking in the kitchen at the Emporia Senior Center, boxing up the meals in the kitchen, and then we will be running them out to the parking lot. And we'll have a flow set up where people will enter in on 6th Avenue or 12th Avenue and then be able to enter out the other side of the parking lot. So it'll just kind of flow on through.
So are we entering on the kind of the west entrance off 12th then?
Yes.
Okay. And then exit of the east entrance, because there's two of them there, so you'll enter on. I'm sure the signage will make it pretty obvious.
It will. It'll be marked. We're getting that ready to get set up. And yeah, last year we used two lanes. We discovered we did not need the two lanes. We were able to keep traffic moving. And so I think we're going to use one lane and just have the meals out there ready to go. So if you don't have your tickets yet, that's not a problem. We do not change the price. And so it's $5 whether you buy them in advance or you buy them at the door. And so, yeah, you can just pull up, tell us how many breakfasts that you would like to have, and we will count them up, sack them up, and give them to you.
It is a great deal for a great meal for a great cause, the annual Biscuits and Gravy Scholarship Fundraiser, Emporia Sertoma Club. And that is this Saturday, October 2nd, 7 until 11, Emporia Senior Center parking lot. I know I was through last year, and you were very efficient with your service,
right.
And it tasted absolutely great. But before we let you go, Terry, we have to ask, the Sertoma Club had to shut down the miniature train late in the season due to some mechanical issues with the train. Where do we stand on that now?
So we are, knock on wood, we are fixed. We had, maybe it was foresight, but when we bought the current generator that runs the train, we actually purchased two of them. And so we had one kind of in storage at Cooper's Carts. We were able to get that one up, running, and installed. We were still running into a few other issues, and so we had help. We decided it was probably the gas tank, that there was rust or things inside the gas tank, as an older tank that was maybe getting into the gas, and that was part of causing the part of the problem in the engine. And so we had that, one of the companies in town lined that for us. And so we've been running it just kind of to practice, and it's running okay. So we've decided we usually do two special runs at the end of the year. One is going to be for Halloween. We go usually with the Boo and the Zoo, and so their Boo and the Zoo is going to run from 3 to 4:30. We're going to go ahead then start at 3 o'clock when Boo and the Zoo starts and run till about 6 or 6:30. So after kids go to Boo and the Zoo and have the fun there, then they can come on over to the train and ride the train. And so we'll do that, and then I think we'll probably, weather permitting, look at our annual holiday run in December.
Wow, what great news you had to share with us there.
Great stuff.
Yeah, we've been working hard on it because we know that the community, the train is such a big part of the community, and it's a big part of what we do. A lot of people do not know the name Sertoma, which stands for Service to Mankind. We do a lot of things in the community, and I think we're just kind of a hidden jewel, but people do know about the train. So now we just need to connect the Sertoma Club with the train. So the other thing is that if anyone is interested in the train, helping with the scholarship, some of the things that we do, we're looking for members. So if anyone would like to be a member of our club, we would love to have you. We meet on Thursdays at noon at Pizza Ranch. So you can contact me, you can contact us through our Facebook page, or you could just come out and join us.
Well, exceptional news.
Good deal.
The annual Biscuits and Gravy Scholarship Fundraiser, Senior Center parking lot this Saturday, $5 for that great breakfast, and those dollars go to scholarships here locally. And the miniature train is moving again, and a special run will be happening during the Boo and the Zoo dates at the David Traylor Zoo. And then be listening for specifics on a holiday run for the Sertoma Club coming up during the Christmas season. Well, Terry, thanks for sharing all that great information. Thanks for all that you and the Sertomans do for us here.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on, because this is one of our big fundraisers. And as we said, all of the money that goes to this, we could not do this without a lot of the sponsors here in town, and we'll have a list of those. That we hand out with the breakfast, and that really helps us fund this. And so, but we're really glad to be able to help our youth go to school here at our local higher education institutions, and we're able to help. I don't know, anywhere from 6 to 12, probably, or 15 students per year with these scholarships, and so. It's been very important for us.
Well, that's significant, and thanks for all the help. That is very important work, and thanks for all you do. And you guys are welcome here on the air anytime. Just let us know, Terry.
Anything you need.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Terry Summey, Emporia Sertoma Club, with a, basket full of great information there, Chuck.
Boy, you're not kidding. Huh? We're going to be having a pretty good news update on KVUE.com just based on the interviews we've had over the last 20 minutes. So don't forget, too, that we've got our Newsmaker 3 coming up here in a second with another update and a preview coming. The fundraising jazz concert at Albert Taylor Hall benefiting the United Way of the Flint Hills and the campaign drive underway. Director of Bands Gary Zeke at ESU, Drive Chair Mike Argerbright joining us here in just a couple minutes.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning, Chuck, by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:37.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are still trying to prevent a government shutdown. The current